FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. At least two people have been killed as severe storms tore through the southern and eastern U.S., and more than 600,000 customers are without power. KYW-TV reporter Siafa Lewis is in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania.
Andrew Thorpe King, described the damage his house suffered.
Boom! I just heard, like, it was like a tree bomb in my house. I heard all this noise. Didn't know what it was. Trees, like, just, you know, falling on the roof, destroyed my deck, destroyed my hot tub, messing up with the, the side porch and the huge one in the yard and lines down and just apocalyptic horticulture.
But thankfully, we didn't come across any injuries.
A large number of people who served at a missile base in Montana report having cancer. CBS's Matt Piper says there may be a connection to unsafe levels of chemicals there.
A new cleanup effort has been ordered after the Air Force says it's detected unsafe levels of a likely carcinogen at underground launch control centers at a nuclear missile base in Montana. The discovery is part of the military's ongoing investigation after a briefing showed at least 9 current or former missileers at the Maelstrom base were diagnosed with the rare blood cancer non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Now, a grassroots group says at least 268 troops who served at 3 nuclear missile sites have self-reported being diagnosed with cancer.
Police in San Antonio have arrested 17-year-old Nathan Cruz, a cousin of the Uvalde, Texas school shooter. Details from reporter Chris Fox.
According to the warrant, the family member also told police she overheard a phone conversation between Cruz and an unidentified person Monday morning, where Cruz said he attempted to acquire an AR-15 through an illegal private sale. Cruz was booked into the Bexar County Jail on Monday afternoon.
Cruz's family reportedly said he was threatening to shoot up a school and kill a family member. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to limit what Donald Trump can say about his election conspiracy case. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
They're very concerned about how Donald Trump is likely to post things or refer to them on social media, and how that could compromise witness security.
Trump's lawyers are opposing the Justice Department's request for a so-called protective order. Space junk from a Russian rocket has lit up the night sky over southern Australia.
My show I've ever seen.
It was just colored lights going everywhere.
Then there was a massive boom.
A body's been found on the grounds of the Arizona State Capitol in Phoenix. It's the second time that's happened in less than 2 weeks. The body was discovered Monday morning in a parking lot. Agents are working to identify it, learn how it ended up where it did. A body was found outside the Capitol on July 26th as well. Police haven't released the identity of that body or the cause of death. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon, or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crop roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on, and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
Got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 84. Lows around 59 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s, mainly sunny Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky. Currently it's 66.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you that the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Groot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier, happier. Today I'm live. Been sort of dominating the conversation. Did I ask you, have you seen a picture of my boat?
Did you buy a boat? Did that ever tell you I used to work on a farm?
You have. I've mentioned nearly as many times in the last hour that I bought a boat, my first boat. Kind of pleased with my purchase so far, except for the swollen left knuckle from the winch. I learned a lesson, though. A valuable lesson.
A valuable lesson, absolutely.
Now, Dom, what are we talking about this hour? Since apparently some don't appreciate my conversations about boat life as much as I do.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't appreciate a good boat story? 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Gideon Rubin reporting on the Raw story. Trump responds to Jack Smith's request for a protective order. Lots of happenings over the weekend. Let's get to it here. Donald Trump's legal team issued its response to the Justice Department's request for a protective order in its January 6th case against the former president. The request was spurred by Trump's post on his social media platform. If you go after me, I'm coming after you. All caps, as Trump would have it. Prosecutors said it clearly referenced participants in the case and urged that a protective order be put in place limiting what can be shared and what can be said. Trump's lawyers claimed too much limitation would infringe on Trump's First Amendment rights. Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion stated that further behavior similar to Trump's existing conduct could result in, quote, a harmful chilling effect on witnesses, unquote. I think that's kind of the point, Jack. Trump's response filed on Monday says, quote, President Trump does not contest the government's claimed interest in restricting some of the documents it must produce. However, the need to protect that information does not require a blanket gag order over all documents produced by the government. Rather, the court can and should limit its protective order to genuinely sensitive materials. A less restrictive alternative that would satisfy any government interest in confidentiality while preserving the First Amendment rights of President Trump and the public. President Trump. He's not the president.
Mr. Trump.
CNN said that Trump's response isn't that different from what prosecutors saw. Quote, one of the things that the Trump team says is they just don't want a what's called a protective order or a non-disclosure order over all the evidence that they're getting in the case. They just want to only shield genuinely sensitive information that they may be getting. The Justice Department essentially have the same concern over their filings as well, previously saying they wanted to shield such things like grand jury transcripts that were genuinely sensitive in the case to ensure it wouldn't hurt trial if it goes to trial. As it goes to trial. So, and I get that, and that's fine, and well and good, but that's not ultimately the only issue. The main issue, as I see it, is not just, you know, the logical shielding of sensitive information, but it's also to what? Not influence or tamper with the witnesses. I mean, the judge specifically stated those kinds of terms last week. And here we are on Friday. He tweets out, or truth is out. If you go after me, I'm coming after you. And so Jack Smith, they want the protective order. I think it's justified. Donald Trump, I believe, is certainly trying to influence the jury. And, of course, witnesses. I mean, Mike Pence, who does he refer to in this? I mean, it could be anybody, right? If you're as paranoid as Donald Trump, there's so many people that this could refer to. But I'd have to think it's those that could actually do him some real harm.
I bet he's probably even considered an enemies list. I know I got one.
It's so hard to keep track.
Dominic, here's a headline that might make the point for you at thehill.com. Trump ratchets up attacks on Pence after January 6th indictment. Going after his former. Hang the guy, right? Just short of that. Former President Trump's indictment over his actions on the 2020 election and around January 6th has poured gasoline on a long simmering dispute between the former president and his old running mate, Vice President Mike Pence. Trump has been restrained, they should put that in air quotes, over the past year, even as Pence grew increasingly vocal about differing accounts. Is that what it is, Dom?
Differing, yeah, I guess that's
accounts
what it is,
of the events of January 6th, the war in Ukraine, the future of Social Security, and the Republican Party's approach to abortion. Trump was even mum as Pence launched a competing campaign in June of the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. But Trump's animus towards Pence spilled out into the open in recent days, with the former vice president playing a central role in the indictment against Trump for his efforts to subvert the 2020 election. Dom, a Trump attorney, Trump will turn on anyone. Loyalty is a one-way street for him. Pence put his fidelity to the Constitution over Trump. I hope we won't agree to support him again. Alyssa Farah, who's served as a press aide to both Pence and Trump in the White House, posted on the former Twitter. Pence, however, dodged questions over the weekend about whether he would support Trump should he be the 2024 nominee, leaving that door seemingly open. You know who else did that? Bill Barr. Oh, if he's the nominee, of course I'll vote for him. Like, because they, have no conscience or courage. I mean, if a guy attacked me repeatedly in public, would I vote for him? Hell no.
I mean, what the guy attacked him repeatedly in public? I mean, that the guy tried to overthrow the government. I mean, and granted, you know, it also both Bill Barr and Pence what implied or indicated that they would testify against the former. You know what I mean? But it doesn't even have to have, you know, you don't, at what point do you, your personal safety? I mean, the man tried to overturn the election. And he came to you, Pence, with a cockamamie deal to try to do it. As crackpot lawyers, as you described them, Mike Pence. He came to you with a plan. He came to you and he said he wanted you to, what, help subvert the Constitution? All right, go ahead, Gertie.
Well, and his buddies brought the gallows. Capitol Hill, right?
Right.
Trump wrote that he felt badly for Pence in his presidential campaign, which had been struggling to gain traction in the roughly 2 months since it launched. Well, it's finally happened. Little Mike Pence, man, who was about to be ousted as governor of Indiana until I came along and made a VP, has gone to the dark side. That's what Trump wrote on Truthy Social this Saturday, Dom. A little bit more. I never told a newly emboldened, not based on his 2% poll numbers, Pence, to put me above the Constitution, or that Mike was too honest. He's delusional. And now he wants to show he's a tough guy. Everyone's ready. Major magazine article on Mike. It said he was not a very good person. I was surprised. But the article was right. Sad.
I mean, you know, come on, man. I mean, anybody do anything with a guy like Donald Trump, he is going to burn you eventually. He is literally the snake on the back of the road and going across the river. I am the snake. We heard the weird creepiness from Trump himself. He's telling you over and over and over. He's screaming it. I am the snake. I will bite you. I will burn it down. If you don't do exactly as I say, when I say it, the first time you go against me, you're on the list. He has no loyalty. He has no honor. He's a scared psychopath.
Dominic, during a campaign stop in New Hampshire over the weekend, Mike Pence was greeted by pro-Trump hecklers who derided the former vice president as a traitor and a sellout. Why did you uphold the Constitution, one protester shouted. How do you argue with that? I uphold the Constitution, Pence responded, as he prepared to pose for a photo with the family. Read it.
Wow, see, that's your first mistake, Mr. Pence. Read it. Who's got time to read? Education never did me no good, and books is the worst.
You want more of this? I mean, I got to tell you, if you are Mike Pence, and you're the vice president, I mean, first and foremost, how do you ever sell your soul for that role? Some Christian conservative wannabe from Indiana becomes the vessel of the Trump presidency. And understand, Pence had a pretty clean reputation going in. Now, I never liked the man. I look at what he did, you know, back in the issue of HIV and needle exchanges in Indiana. Made a crisis where one did need to exist. But, you know, he's that Christian conservative, white bread sort of guy that these Republicans eat up, Dom. But Trump sort of needed a little, let's just say, character reformation about the time he picked Trump, Pence, didn't he? Access Hollywood tape, all that kind of stuff, Dom.
All that stuff, yeah. Well, I mean, because, of course, listen, how do you put those core beliefs aside? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if these are your core beliefs, Mike Pence, and all you evangelicals and whatever else that you folks call you claim yourself to be as religious and Jesus upholding and yada, 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 and you follow a guy like Donald Trump, whose behavior is everything the opposite of what you claim to believe. It makes me kind of, you know, doubt the veracity of your initial claim of whatever philosophy or religion that you claim is hold dear to you. Because if you cast it aside so easily for a guy like Donald Trump, for what, a little piece of the action, a little sliver of power, and you got to drag that stench around you the rest of your life? And that goes from everybody, man. I mean, anybody that goes anywhere near him, not just, you know, the cabinet and the vice president, but certainly those crackpot lawyers, as Trump calls them, all you electors, those folks that signed the letter here in the state of Wisconsin asking for the pause, you are all part of the fraud. You've done your own little part in the conspiracy. Perhaps you should read the Constitution and maybe that religious book. Once again, decide where your loyalties really, really lie.
Tom Moore from TheHill.com. His campaign has seemingly benefited from a spike in attention. That's Mike Pence's campaign. Racking up thousands of donations in the days since the indictment was announced and pushing him closer to qualifying for the first primary debate later this month. I mean, he was the VP and he can't qualify to make the debate stage. Here's what Liam Donovan, a former aide to the Republican Senatorial Committee, said. Pence never had a shot at this thing. So while Trump taking swipes at him doesn't exactly help his cause, it adds a patina of relevance that had been comically absent to date. I've said this now. They would rather hang Mike Pence than vote for him. Come back. We are done, Sam. If you can join us, you vote by dialing 844-96-PARTY.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Yacht Rock Monday. Crudy bought a new boat, so now we got to listen to the Yacht Rock 844-967-2789. Oh, it's a boat new to Crudy. It's not really a new boat.
Not even close to a new boat. It's 1976 model. With the green vinyl seats and the green accessory paint. And I thought it was green gold like the Packers. And the guy said, no, that's just the discoloration from the waterline. But still, you know, I had my heart set on a green and gold boat. So first and foremost, I got a winter project this winter. I'm painting that fiberglass boat. It's gonna be stellar. And if I haven't told you, Dom, I've named the boat the Jordan Love Boat. I felt that was very clever in calling it a Jordan
Love. Well, we have a Packer report coming up here in a little
5:30.
Bit.
5:30, Mike Clemens joining us very soon. We'll find out how Love's doing in training camp, because it's not going to be an A-Rod boat. Dominic, I don't know if you ever get the emails from, let's say, you know, the Biden campaign team, but occasionally I get the solicitations. I know my wife does. She must have sent him money once. I don't know if I ever sent money to Biden. But anyways, they're trying to sell dark branded coffee mugs. Have you seen these?
I have. Yeah. Embracing the Let's Go Brandon, F Joe Biden, you know, owning it. I appreciate that.
I don't know if you know this, though. Trump's lawyers claim Biden's dark Brandon mug was a thinly veiled effort to taunt their client over prosecution.
Totally the same. Trump, you know, truthing out, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Biden with his dark Brandon coffee mug.
They actually made it part of their legal filing now. Yeah. Former President Donald Trump's legal team filed a response today to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order that would limit what the former president can say about the criminal trial against him. They broadly opposed the order, attacking it as an attempt to limit Trump's political speech. Oh, I know that's what it is, Dom. But one bizarre claim in particular made it into the filing. The president, Joe Biden, used a mug to taunt Trump about the charges against him. Here's what it says in the Trump legal filing, Dom. President Biden has capitalized on the indictment, posting a thinly veiled reference to his administration's prosecution of President Trump just hours before the arraignment. Is that what they were doing? The dark branded meme has been around for months, long before any discussion of the former president's indictment or arraignment. Dark branded has its roots in an obscene chant that Republicans came up with to attack Biden, dating to when NASCAR driver Brandon Brown was giving an interview after a December 2021 race in Talladega, and the announcers mistook a crowd chant of F Joe Biden for Let's Go Brandon. It all started there, Dom. And then your boy Biden sort of embraced it, right? The Let's Go Brandon chant by Trump supporters ultimately was repurposed by Biden supporters and evolved into Dark Brandon, referencing Trump-backed dark MAGA means to suggest Biden has a dark persona that can plow through his opposition and is behind the president's domestic policy lens. Yeah, he's racking him up, that dark Brandon, Dom. The Biden campaign has since fully embraced the meme, selling dark Brandon merchandise featuring the president with glowing laser eyes. All I want is sharks with freaking laser beams on their head, Dom.
The Hill also addresses this particular issue, Crudy, stating that, of course, the Biden campaign sells the merchandise, so with the image printed on coffee mugs, T-shirts, and Biden even made a joking reference to the meme at the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year. But, Crudy, the Hill says Biden has yet to publicly comment on Trump's indictment in Washington.
Why would he want to?
Both the president and the White House aides have remained adamant that they have no discussion, and they've had no discussion with Justice Department officials about the cases against Trump. No, why would they? They would not. But no, don't listen to the right wingers. Oh, this is a Biden. This is Biden. No, man, this is a grand jury with certainly some Trump supporters on it. We evaluated the evidence presented to them by the special counsel and decided, yeah, you know, there's something there. Let's have a trial. Still, Trump has relentlessly claimed that the charges against him are a case of election interference intended to harm his White House bid. Trump is leading the Republican primary race by a wide margin, according to polls. But polling of a hypothetical rematch between Trump and Biden in 24 shows a close race. New York Times Siena College poll published last week found a hypothetical matchup between the two to be deadlocked at 43-43.
How is that Trump and Biden are neck and neck, Dom? How is that? I think when it came down to an actual election, I think nobody turns them out like Trump. I bet you Trump would turn out 85 million voters for Joe Biden.
Yeah, Donald Trump is certainly a motivator for, you know, independent thinking, left-leaning, and lefties, certainly. I mean, who wants that? I mean, he's going to get crushed. If he becomes the guy, and I still doubt that will be a long time from here to there, yes, he's leading in the polls. But Fani Willis is getting ready. That'll be this week or next week, Fulton County. That grand jury, those indictments will presumably come down, state charges, and perhaps a RICO statute, you know, conspiracy, all those things. And they'll line it up. You know, Donald Trump has all sorts of problems, all sorts of headwinds. And when the vice president, a former vice president, Mike Pence, says, oh, you know, I'm going to testify that he was wrong then, he's wrong now. He asked me to go against the Constitution. He is telling you, MAGA, that Donald Trump wanted him to break the law. When Bill Barr says he would testify. Again, consider the sources here, folks. But his own folks continually at this point are pushing back, turning slowly against him. So it's going to be a slow burn right now. It's going to heat up as time goes by.
Don, I'm sad news. If Kimberly Guilfoyle is to be trusted, I suspect I'm the best is yet to come from her.
The best is yet to come.
Former Fox News host Kimberly Guilfoyle and fiance Donald Trump Jr. revealed her future father-in-law does not intend to participate in the first Republican primary debate in Milwaukee. No Trump. Too bad, so sad. We're partying either way. Civic Media will be there live. I hope we're part of the pregame show, Dom. We're going to do a little camp pregame. You know, preseason starts this Friday for the Packers. We got Mike Clemens, our old beat reporter, live.
You're tuned in to your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to all our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Dallas. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are cobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child, at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 56. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow at temperatures reach up to 84. Lows around 59 tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s, mainly sunny Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Monday edition, back to work. But not so fast. I have questions about the Packers and training camp. We got to find beat reporter Mike Clements. He is Civic Media's sports director. He's been living in camp. Michael, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Cody. Hey, Don.
I got sort of a selfish question to lead with, Mike. This weekend, I went out and I bought a green and yellowish boat, and I'm wanting to call it the Jordan Love boat. How's camp going for our new starting quarterback? And am I making a bad choice here, Mike? I don't mean about the boat, but I mean naming the boat. What do you think?
He'd be the first. Now, I heard you talking about that, and the first thing I thought was, can you do that? Do you have to worry about the rights or something like that? But no, I'm sure he'd love that. Hey, listen, as opposed to 15 years ago when number 10 came running out of the tunnel, in front of 65,000, he got a huge round of applause. So, you know, when you look in the stands Saturday night, there was a grandpa there wearing his number 4. I couldn't find anybody else wearing 4. But in terms of jerseys, there was 3 kids there with a 9, a 10, you know, a 33. And you don't see as many 12s here. So, you know, the fans have moved on. As a matter of fact, one of the things that when you're back in the press box, it's a good chance to mingle with folks that are part of the organization. And there's something that Aaron Rodgers has said a couple of times now in interviews, not when he's talking to the Green Bay media or now with the New York media, but when he gets on shows like Pat McAfee or something like that, and he gets a little more defensive or introspective about himself or his career, or have you heard him say, Yeah, well, then there were some doubters about after they drafted Jordan. But then, of course, I was the COVID MVP in back-to-back seasons. Have you heard him say that? Have you heard him say that?
I have not heard the reference to the COVID MVP. So, no, I'm not watching as close as you, man. That's why I got you at Lambeau and watching the wire services.
So when you hear him say it, what's your reaction to that? Because to me, it's like, well, where is this coming from? And I'm thinking, okay, is this the sensitive Aaron Rodgers that's like some writer or some, you know, national talk sports host said, you know, he got those back-to-back MVPs, but, you know, that's when they had empty stadiums and, you know, there's some guys that decided not to play that first year and blah, blah, blah. You know, did somebody discredit that? So I asked this person in the organization about that, and the reply was, no, he's referring to, you know, 2020 when he said that he was immunized and then he tested positive and he had to sit out that week, you know, and he got all that flack because it was revealed that he had not gotten vaccinated, and he, you know, they lost that game to the Chiefs. And so he's just sort of bringing that on himself. And I'm like, oh, okay, geez, you know. I mean, to me, he had two great seasons back-to-back MVP. I think he probably should have shared it with Davante Adams with all the passes he threw to him. And this person's reply, who knows him, Rodgers, better than anybody in this organization, said, yeah, we don't miss that.
Have you been watching the Hard Knocks, Mike Clemens? Have you been watching Aaron Rodgers and his new home, the New York Jets, on the Hard Knocks? They were compelled to be the stars. Have you found it interesting at all?
I don't think it's debuted yet, has it?
I'm not clear. I was asking
you. Tomorrow night or Thursday night? Yeah. I don't think
I was up north there. Hey, this weekend, Mike, I was on a boat. I'm sorry, man. And I didn't watch the Hard Knocks.
Hey, that's God bless you for that. You guys are working hard and everywhere. No, I don't think. I think it comes on either tomorrow night or Thursday night. But they do now. They've been, you know, putting out a little bit of clips about it. Oh, absolutely. I'll be watching it. Sure. Frame by frame. You bet.
Now back to our quarterback, the guy that's in camp for the Packers this year, Jordan Love. How did he look on Saturday night? How's he looked overall in camp, Mike? And I'm looking for an honest assessment out of you.
You know, he's getting better every day. He had command of the offense. But, you know, he comes out there, and when they finally get to the 11-on-11 team, first play they call, not to Christian Watson, but to Romeo Doubs, number 87, down the right sideline with Jair in coverage, and he overthrows him. Next ball goes to Luke Musgrave, this second-round pick, tight end, very smart kid, 6'6". They bring him over the middle, overthrows him. And, you know, then they pretty much had to come off the field, and second team came in and ran some plays. But by the end of the night, he'd gone 11 for 19, and he looked really good in a two-minute offense and drilled a nice touchdown pass to Christian Watson. So, you know, he was bringing along. And after Saturday night, LaFleur said, yeah, I think there was some adrenaline going on there. I think he was a little
heated. Yeah, right.
Yep. But, you know, you're going to miss the arm and the football IQ of Aaron Rodgers. It's just simple. But this team is so much more together. There's kind of a weight that's been lifted. There's kind of a, you know, if Aaron was here one more year, it would be all those expectations about, well, we've got to win it for him. We've got to get to a Super Bowl for him. That's all gone. Now these guys are equal and playing for each other, and you'll have more of a running game, and hopefully you'll be healthy in your offensive line. You've got some very talented but very young offensive linemen, and I think the most important thing that Jordan Love is going to be, and I don't like the word, you know, game manager, but, you know, as the conductor, to make sure that these guys are not jumping off sides, that they're not in illegal formations, that you don't have a young football team with 9 penalties and up for 100 yards, you know, by the third quarter. And that's probably the most important thing that Jordan Love's got to, you know, figure out in the next 4 weeks and 2 days before they take on the Chicago Bears in Chicago.
Not that anybody's counting. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest live via phone calling in from Lambeau Field. He is our friend, Mike Clemens, the sports director at Civic Media. But Mike, I got to tell you, I saw a troubling article at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Adam Schein, I believe you pronounced his name, from the CBS Sports Network, said this. I want to get your reaction to his quote. "You have players on defense calling out the offense. This is a flat-out debacle. It's also predictable because Jordan Love can't play football. Simple as that. You have Rasul Douglas. He's talking all sorts of smack to Aaron Jones, saying you guys bleeping stink. Jones is livid and then acknowledges the offense is terrible. The defensive players are calling out the offense. Jordan Love can't do a damn thing." Adam Schein, where'd you get this from?
Was the last Thursday's practice? Yeah. They've had this competitive period so far in training camp. And so now it's like game on. And it's offense against defense. If offense scores, they win. If the defense can defend them, then the defense wins. And somebody's going to be doing the pick of the other squad, whether you're going to be sit-ups, push-ups, up, down, that kind of thing. And so, you know, there was a play where Aaron Jones was, you know, pointing at Rasul and saying that was interference, and Rasul's yelling back at him and saying, "Get back on your side." And, you know, they're just jawing with each other and all that. So you're saying that Schein is making that a whole thing?
Well, he's making it a negative assessment of Jordan Love, saying basically the man can't play football, Mike. That's troubling. He's our starter.
Oh, you know, some of these players, man, they love that kind of stuff. That motivates them. They motivate that. I'm also convinced that Jordan does shut that stuff out. That he is not looking at the press. You know why? You know why? Because on the first day of training camp, on the front page of the paper, not the sports section, on the front page of the paper was a piece that Ryan Wood, who worked for the Green Bay Press Gazette, it's also covered in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, was working on a bio piece very much like the one that I did last fall on Jordan, and it with a big picture on the front. So it was in the hard copy of the paper that I picked up in the morning at breakfast, and I thought, you know what, I'll take this into the kit. First I read Ryan's story, and on the corner it said something about heat strokes with the latest wave of heat storms. So I took the paper to him, and I said, "Hey, did you see this story about climate change? It's really interesting." Meanwhile, his picture is completely covered on the front page of the paper. And he goes, "Oh," and he thought that's what I was talking about. So he starts reading the climate change story until he opens it up. He goes, "Wait, what's this? Whoa, when did this come on?" I go, "Yesterday." Like, no one on the team had told him. He was on the front page of the Milwaukee and Green Bay paper.
Clemens, let him know. Listen to the Devil's Advocates. We got one foot in tomorrow. He'll know what's on tomorrow's paper today.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, the team, like the public relations people, didn't tip him off. "Hey, by the way." And then he started looking. He says, "Hey, man, can I keep it?" I said, "Yeah, I brought it for you. So, you know, but really, read that climate change story. You know, that's a really good one.
Everyone should read the climate change story. Hey, Mike, let me ask you.
I'm sorry, go ahead. To test them. I was just trying to test them. But, you know, when he says he's shutting out the outside world, look at that. I mean, he's shutting out the outside world.
Yeah, he really is. What about what's going on in camp? We're paring down the quarterbacks now, so obviously we got Love. What's going on in the backup situation right now?
Well, they've got, you know, the guy Sean Clifford is a guy that they drafted, and he moves the football. And then they brought in this Alex Magoo, who won the USFL championship. And they just think that they've got more action there with those guys. They also know that they've got a limited amount of snaps left in this camp and in the preseason. And they want to work those three young guys. LaFleur was asked, "Could you really go into a season with two rookie quarterbacks, essentially Jordan Love and Sean Clifford?" He said, "Yeah, I did before in Washington." And it's like, "Oh, yeah, RG3 and Kirk Cousins back in 2012 when he was working for Shanahan." So we still keep on wondering if, in fact, they're going to bring a true NFL veteran into this camp. But today's big story was Rashawn Gary, outside linebacker, taken off the PUP just 9 months after a torn ACL. I mean, that's amazing. Now, he'll still do individual drills. He's still working on his rehab. But to be off the PUP that quickly, that's an amazing turnaround and from his surgery that he had on that left knee.
And speaking of, how's the defense looking overall at this point?
Well, they missed him tremendously in the second half of the season. Lucas Van Ness, you know, their first-round pick is big and fast, and I can hardly wait to see him chasing down quarterbacks. They've actually asked the defense to back off and give a lot of time. The interesting story continues on the back end, because I thought that losing, not bringing back Adrian Amos, for how much money one was, is a huge loss, because they called him Smash. He was a hard-hitting guy, a veteran back there. And Darnell Savage, the other safety, got benched for a few games last year. So now Savage is back there running the defense. They started out with Rudy Ford, who's, you know, a guy who's been a special teams player in most teams. He had some flash last year when he got in, when they had some injuries. But I'm just like, I would be nervous about Rudy Ford and Savage as the back end. They did bring in Jonathan Owens, the guy who's had some time with the Texans, and now they're running Owens more on the back end along with Darnell Savage. But a second-year man that they drafted, Carpenter, Tariq Carpenter, had a couple of picks Saturday night. So that's a huge competition, and interesting to see Friday night against the Bengals who's going to win that safety spot.
Mike, I was listening to Mino and the Mayor on WGBW this morning, and I heard Chris Jackie, former Packer kicker, on the radio. Who's the current Packer kicker?
Anders Carlson.
And do you trust this guy?
Well, he was shanking him, man. He was wide right on a lot of kicks, but he had a good night, and he needed it, family night. He was 7 of 8 from about 45, 50 yards out, so that's improving.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. And final question. I didn't know if I got it straight from you or not. Jordan Loveboat, love it, or greatest name for boat ever?
Oh, no, I love it. It beats the USS Trubisky. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Clemens, you're a clever fella. Our reporter, Mike Clemens, live from Lambeau Field. We'll keep checking in. Preseason starts this Friday across the Civic Media Network. 3 different markets. Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Come back. Four Devils have hit your calls. Could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Thank you for listening to Sports Talk Live. No, the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789 or get that Civic Media app and smash that text or call button.
Buddy, I'm looking at the, what they call it, the app formerly known as Twitter, and Scotty Wanker's tweeting at this hour.
Oh, great.
Go woke, go broke. Megan Rapinoe, Dylan Mulvaney, and Target. Just a visual collage, if you will. Go woke, go broke. This is the man who had a net negative worth until after he took that position at the Young Adolphs Foundation, Dom, and apparently makes $800,000 a year. Sell your soul, it pays just fine, says Scott Walker.
844-967-2789.
I don't like that guy. He's not allowed on the boat.
You know it's jumped the shark when Scott Walker wades in. You know what I mean? Doogie from Chi-Town. Welcome, Doogie. What do you got for us today?
Hey, good afternoon. You know, yeah, I really didn't listen to pay much attention to any of these Wisconsin sports talk. But I understand the story. You guys got to be
saying. You hear the Mitchell Trubisky crack? That was funny. I felt like he said it for you, Doogie.
he's going to pass. Let's move forward. Okay. But hey, I do got something that will actually make you guys laugh or feel good, I hope. August 3rd, I Googled Trump's current lawyer that's all over the TV media, John F. LaRoe. And he's based out of Tampa, Florida. And his Google rating had 19 rates, and it was at 2.2 stars. But now, fast forward to the next day, August 4th, that was the 3rd, I just decided to Google it again. And, wow, there's only 2 Google ratings, and now they're at over 5 stars.
How do you get to erase your Google ratings? Because we could get Dom up to 2 or 3 stars probably for sure.
For sure, these.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but yeah, I have a screenshot to prove it. It's hilarious. So yeah, his actual rating is 2.2, just in case anybody cares.
he's been out. Of course, he tried to get a delay in the response to the DOJ's request. And of course, the judge said no. They did get responded today, but the dude was doing all 5 shows in the morning, man, on the NBC, the CBS, all across the cable networks, defending Trump. Did you see any of it? And what do you think of his defense thus far?
I cannot watch most of that, but all we know is that it's a ex. How do you pronounce Exeter, but with the SH instead? A show. That's what we'll call it.
All right. Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. It is a show for sure. Thanks for calling, man. 844-967-2789. Getting your calls in for the Maggie Dawn Show at 6 o'clock. Rico from Rock County. What's going on, Rico? How you doing today, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
You got the best laugh. I love your laugh, Rico. You get me smiling. We know it's coming. I'm going to smile before I even hear it.
Oh, man. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah, that's what I'm on. That's what I'm in. Hey, why did this guy you got covering taxes? Another Mike, right? Isn't he Mike?
Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens. Civic Media's own Packer Beat reporter.
Yeah, wait. You guys are getting a lot of mics, but this guy's pretty good. I like him. I like the way kind of adds a lot more personal flavor to things, and that's kind of cool. But I don't even know what to talk about tonight. You guys got so much going on for a Monday. I don't know, the bow. Well, we could call it the SS Cutler, I guess. You know, that'd be interesting. SS Cutler. Remember that guy? Hey, but I was going to